بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. وقال تعالى: والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا سألت فاسأل الله، وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله، وعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك، ولو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك، رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. First humble request: أقيم الصف الأول في الأول. Please fill in the gaps in the front rows. جزاكم الله خيرا. Alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, Amma Nawaluhu. He's enabled every one of us to gather here so that we can fulfill the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cultivate a worry and concern as to how each and every one of us until the day of judgment can be saved from the eternal destruction of the life hereafter. Today I'd like to talk about important aspects of faith and belief, and they are tawakkul, depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second important quality is sabr, perseverance and patience, and then the third one is shukr, which is thankfulness and gratitude. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with many gifts. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If we try to count them, there are so many that we cannot count them. But we don't have to go too far. We look at our human body, our ability to think and meditate, our ability to see, fulfill our requirements and necessities. The fact that we have a thumb on our hand is very important. If we didn't, we'd have great difficulty in opening the door, for example. I'm just giving you a very brief example, but when you start probing deeply, every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of thankfulness and gratitude. But in the verse of the Quran that I presented before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودُ. Without a doubt, man is most ungrateful of his Lord. And I will explore and look into that in a few moments as to why. On the one hand, we have so many ni'mat and so many gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is saying, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If you try to count the ni'mat, then you would never be able to get to the bottom, get to the frontier, or get to that boundary. There's so many ni'mat around us. Right from the moment we are born, in fact, even before we are born, so many years before we are born, we come into this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends down the orders of the sustenance and the rizq for this human being who's about to be born in so many hundreds of years' time. Even before he is born, the provision is there. But the most important reason why a man or a human being goes against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is when he is actually contemplating about his provision and his sustenance and his rizq. وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is not a single being or not a single creation out of the whole of the ghairullah for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not allocated sustenance. But the one important thing that we actually lose our connection with respect to Allah is always because of sustenance and rizq. Far from it that we actually connect with Allah with respect to tawakkul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. What we have to do is make an intention and then a firm conviction. That's what the azam is. And then we depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves those who are dependent upon Him. So, tawakkul is a very important, powerful quality of faith and belief. But Often it is all, in fact it is always connected with this important quality of sabr. Example I'll give you is Shaybah Abi Talib, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, having spent the first few years of prophethood, now is suddenly faced with this huge test, trial and tribulation after one after the other, and she's being boycotted from the whole of society. And not only is he being boycotted, but all of the provisions have all been cut completely. There are no physical means in Shaybah Abi Talib. And this is where the tawakkul actually comes. But it starts off, is paired with this powerful quality of sabr and patience, perseverance. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is that there is glad tidings for those people who are amongst those who are patient. Now what is, some people they say, you know, how do you define sabr and patience? I'll give you an example. Somebody is actually driving you right to the limits. And a person, he's saying, that's it, I've had enough. No. Patience starts where you reach the extreme limit of being able to withstand that pain and that suffering. That's where sabr actually starts. That's where it starts. In our cases, that's where it ends. And we completely let ourselves go and fulfill all of our requirements and need. At least we spend 5-10 minutes just giving verbal abuse. And then it lingers on forever and ever. Probably. May Allah forgive us. But to be patient, have the courage to withstand the verbal abuse or criticism, can be constructive on times, but destructive criticism as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying he used to be taunted by the people, and that used to be like a spear hitting his heart, but he used to be patient. They called him magician, sahir, majnoon, madman, crazy man. When Utbah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on behalf of the leaders of Makkah, and he said, you have completely caused disarray amongst us. You're going against our forefathers, the creed and the religion of our forefathers. And he went on abusing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that you have degraded yourself to such an effect and degraded the people. And you walk away from what is true, and he went on. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say a word. When he finished, he said, have you finished now? If he wanted to, he could have said so much in retaliation, because he was on the path of righteousness. He's Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يُخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ His status is, he's the leader, Sayyidul Anbiya. And everything, the whole of the help of Allah would have assisted him in actually fulfilling that. If he wanted to, he could have replied. But he said nothing with respect to the direct questions that he had and the criticism. He said, if you finished, he said, yes, I have. And he just recited, Hameem, Tanzeelu min al-Rahman al-Rahim, Kitabun fussilat ayatu Qur'anan arabiyan liqawmi ya'qilun. To the narrow meanings. And eventually he got to the point where the punishment of Qawm Aad and Qawm Samud, that is mentioned in the Qur'an. And when Utbah actually heard this, he said, he put his hand on the mouth of Rasulullah and said, please, do not say any more. Could be that the wrath of Allah may come down in exactly the same way that came down in Samud and Aad. فَأَمَّا سَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ سَقَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا سَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ It's clearly explained in the Quran how Allah destroyed these people. They were proud and arrogant upon their ways, and they walked away from the path of righteousness and monotheism and the unity of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So having tawakkul often comes hand in hand with being patient and persevering. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that there are glad tidings, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And an important quality of the patient is, إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُ مُصِيبَةٌ. This is something we have left. قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We only read this and recite this when somebody dies. No. If we forget something, we lose something, some calamity has happened, or we hear some bad news, ill news, we immediately say, the mark of a believer, he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will revert back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And inshallah, either we will be compensated for the loss, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us something better than what we had, or we will be rewarded in a most noble and grander way in the life hereafter. So when we are faced with calamities, the first line of action is to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It's very important. This is the hukum of the Quran. We have to learn to practice this. Any adverse conditions, could be small or large, we have to learn to immediately relate that calamity back to the fact that it was meant to be. The hadith that I presented before you, and that is to Hazrat Ibn Abbas, Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Before this he said that whenever you remember Allah, if you engage in the zikrullah, you will always find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. Very important quality is zikrullah, the ultimate weapon and tool of a believer. His first line of action is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in a situation, a harsh condition, he's saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, is the zikrullah of the occasion. Entering the masjid, the zikrullah of the moment is reciting the dua. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Bismillahi dakhaltu wa alayhi tawakkaltu wa nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf. We enter the house of Allah or the place of worship with the intention of i'tikaf. Otherwise, if we do anything other than the worship or zikrullah, it will not be accepted by Allah. In fact, we will lose our deeds. We cannot even stand in a place of worship without the intention of i'tikaf. So every one of us, if we haven't done so now in our hearts, we say nawaitul i'tikaf, at least that I make the intention of i'tikaf. And remember that whenever we go in the house of Allah, we always intend with the intention of i'tikaf. That is the zikrullah of the moment. So Rasulullah ﷺ, he said to Hazrat Ibn Abbas, oh my son, oh my child, whenever you remember Allah, you will find him before you. And the haq of ibadat and zikrullah is to worship Allah as though you see him. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That is the haq of worshipping Allah in such a way that we are able to imagine, use our heart. لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. We cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will only be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. We have to learn to experience His presence. الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وهو معكم أينما كنتم. And his knowledge is muhit, he is everywhere. So I was saying that in developing this quality of tawakkul and depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to pair it up with the powerful quality of patience, sabr. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And as I've said, patience is to withstand it. And when we are in relationships, obviously, we have to learn to be patient a lot. A lot. Happens all the time when maybe the husband or the wife has said something extremely offensive, although they didn't realize it. And we could either sort of all the way go to the kill and execute our anger there and then, but we hold back. So the mark of a believer is to be patient. And we relax. In a state of anger, to be patient is very difficult. That is why it is said that if we are extremely angry, we're finding difficult mechanisms to hold our anger back and be patient. If we're standing, then we sit down. If we're sitting down, then we lie down. If we're in a dry state, then we perform wudu. Because the anger is like a burning charcoal from the fire of hell. It will lead to destruction. We will not be in our senses. That is why we have to learn the powerful quality of patience and sabr. In the whole of the battlefield of life, we will always have the opportunity to learn this quality. So I'm moving on to the next important part of this seminar, and that is, and this discussion, and that is to talk about gratefulness and thankfulness, gratitude and thankfulness, which we call shukr. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Adiyat, as I recited earlier, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْهًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْهًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing here by those horses of those soldiers who strive in the path of Allah as they gallop rigorously. And as they gallop, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swears by their hooves as they strike the rocks and boulders, creating sparks of fire. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا. And He swears by their early morning raids. فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقًا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا. And by the clouds of dust that emanate due to the rigor of their gallop, and the fact that they go straight into the hujum, straight into the thick of battle, and they go all the way to the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by all of these qualities of those horses, of those soldiers who strive in the path of Allah. And then He says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Without a doubt, man is most ungrateful of his Lord. The question is why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to take the example of those horses of the soldiers who strive in the path of Allah? And then He swears by their rigorous galloping, and by the sparks that emanate from their hooves, and by the dust clouds, and by the fact that they are going all the way to the thick of battle. And then He says, man is most ungrateful to his Lord. Why is there a need to specify these most powerful kalam and then say man is ungrateful? He could have just said it like that and talked about his greatness. But he uses that example. Why? Because those horses who are striving in the path of Allah, they see death before their very eyes. They see that the horses that went first and went forward, they went right to the end. They see the fountains of blood coming from those horses. They see that those horses went right to the end. And they were torn into smithereens. But they never turn back or never allow their masters to fall off their mantles. Why? It is because of a few grains of sustenance, a few grains of seed that master provides to his horse. And it is the loyalty that horse has for his master that he goes all the way to the thick of battle and goes right to the end and never leaves until he will sacrifice himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that, O human being and man, learn from this horse. Learn from the loyalty and the wafadari of this horse, that if only you had the same loyalty for your Lord as this horse has for his master. And allow us to acquire this powerful quality of gratitude and gratefulness. This is a huge lesson for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with the gift of Islam. Being thankful means يَدِي وَلِسَانِي وَالزَّمِيرَ الْمُحَجَّبَ. We thank Allah by means of our hand, by our actions, وَلِسَانِي, by our tongue, وَالزَّمِيرَ الْمُحَجَّبَ, from the depth of our heart. Thanking Allah from our actions, in other words, the first part, يَدِي وَلِسَانِي, this is what the poet says, أَفَادَتْكُمُ النُّعَمَاءُ مِنِّي صَلَاسَةٍ. If somebody has done an ihsan or favored me with a certain kind act of kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with the most levels of kindness. Then the first way we thank Him is by yadi, by the hand, by our actions. In other words, we will have to engage in learning, understanding, practicing and propagating Islam. That is by our actions. If the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and the Taba Tabi'in, they did not do this, then we would not be here today. We would be in the churches ringing the bells. We will be in the different, in the temples. Na'udhu billahi min zalik. Had it not been for their effort. Hazrat Farooq rahimahullah, his Tabi'in, he spent 27 years in the path of Allah. And after a while, his wife, she said, that's it. And eventually, the effects of old age, the silvery effects of old age had started hitting her. And he had been overshadowed by old age as well. But eventually, one day, he strolled through the alleys of Madinah Munawwara and came back to Masjid al-Nabawi. And it's a very long story, I'm just giving you the gist. His name was Hazrat Farooq rahimahullah. And he went to Masjid al-Nabawi. After Salatul Isha, he saw this beautiful young man giving a sermon and talking about Quran and Hadith, and he was a mufti. And he thought, if only this was my son. He went back home and found that son was also at the same doorstep. And they were both saying, he said, well, I'll have you arrested now. This is my house. And he was saying, no, this is where I used to live, but I've been away for a long time. Eventually, the mother, she saw, and she was the wife actually. And she looked, and suddenly it clicked back the last 27 years had vanished just like that. And she remembered her good times and remembered that that was the husband who was standing there. And she said, no, wait. This is your father. So you spent 27 years. It's because of sacrifice like that that we're in Islam, we are Muslims today. And then they spent the whole night up to the Fajr Azan at the doorstep, talking about the last 27 years. Hazrat Atika bint Zaid, she was married to Hazrat Abdullah bin Abi Bakr. And Hazrat Abdullah, he was engaging in all of the good actions that a son of such a pious man would. But he was not doing the effort of da'wah in striving in the path of Allah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, right, that's it, leave your wife. So he gave her one talaq. And he was sitting, obviously he was in love with her, and she was one of the most beautiful ladies of Madinatul Munawwara. And eventually it is said that when he saw Hazrat Abu Bakr, when he saw his son in great despair, after a few weeks he had learned his lesson, he said, now go back to her. Now he went back to his wife, and now he did all of those actions and engaged in the effort of striving in the path of Allah and da'wat ila Allah, to the extent that in one expedition an arrow came and struck him in the chest, and as he was trying to take that arrow out, it broke, and then there the blood started flowing, and eventually he fell, and then he was slain at that point. When his beautiful wife, she came, and at that point, this is what I'm trying to tell you, is how many women had become widows and how many children became orphans, after which Islam has reached us today. And the least we can do is allow it to continue to flourish as become the means so that our future generations will have the opportunity to acquire the illumination of Iman and Islam. It's because of these people. Hazrat Atika bint Zaid, she stood there and she recited poetry, and she said to the nearest meaning, O Abdullah, from this moment onwards, the streams of the tears of my eyes will never stop flowing. And this body will never experience perfume and fragrance from this moment onwards. And this body will never experience soft clothing. It will experience only harsh and thick clothing. And until the birds, they will be chirping. And until the sun and the moon, they will continue to rotate. This heart of mine will always yearn in the passion for your loss, O Abdullah. And from this moment onward, it is said that she did everything possible to actually engage in the effort of da'wah to Allah as well. But it was because of these people that the kalma la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah broke its way through the valleys of the Arabian Peninsula and broke all of the darknesses of all of the other religions and illuminated the whole of the world because of these sacrifices. So one sign of thankfulness is from our actions. We're thankful to Allah that He gave us the gift of Iman and Islam. And we say, Ash-shukru lillah walhamdulillah. And we should say this often. Say this often. So these are the important three qualities that I wanted to talk today about, is to have tawakkul and dependency upon Allah. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. And then to have the powerful quality of sabr, perseverance and patience in all adverse conditions and in calamities, much like the prophets. In one day, 70 prophets in Bani Israel were actually slaughtered, and their nails were pulled out of their fingers. They were sawn in half with metal combs. Their skins were actually carved off their bodies while they were living in that state. This is nothing compared, in other words, what we have pleasures and the tranquility that we have today, this is no comparison to what they went through. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the expedition of Tabuk, he brought everything. And when he was asked by Rasulullah SAW, what did you leave behind? And before that, Hazrat Usman was asked, he said, I brought one third and I left two thirds behind. Hazrat Umar said, I left half behind. And when Hazrat Bakr radiallahu anhu replied, he said to Rasulullah, I have left nothing at home except for the name of Allah and Rasul. I have brought everything with me. And that was the time when the salam of Allah came down on Abu Bakr Siddiq. And Allah Ta'ala asked via Hazrat Jibreel Islam, oh Abu Bakr, are you happy in this state? And tears rolled out of his eyes. And he said, Raditu billahi rabbahu wa bil islami deenahu wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulahu wa nabiyya. He said that at that time when he had sacrificed everything for Allah. And we have everything. And even then we are not thankful to Allah. Even then we never say, Shukru lillah, alhamdulillah, wa radhitu billahi rabbah. May Allah forgive us for this huge sin that we are committing by not being thankful to Allah. Being thankful is also sharing what we have with others. And as you know, there is a Burma cyclone appeal here as well. And inshallah, Dr. Saab will actually enlighten you more. But I would like to say that thanking Allah with our wealth means assisting other people who are poor and needy. We share, we open our heart with the kindness and the benevolence. الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ. The most merciful of all merciful, He showers down His mercy upon those who shower mercy upon others. الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ. اِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That's the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. That the one who shows mercy upon the dwellers of this earth, then the most merciful of all merciful, He will shine mercy upon this person. And that is what we are lacking today, is learn to serve the makhluk and the ayal of Allah. But we will have to use these three qualities of tawakkul, sabr, and shukr. May Allah give every one of us the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said and heard, and give every one of us the tawfiq to lead a life of obedience, such that the last words we might utter based on the hadith, when kana akhiru kalami la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah, and give every one of us the tawfiq to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment in such a state that Allah will be pleased with us and we may be pleased with Him. Akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الحمد لله على الذات عظيم الصفات السميع السمات كبير الشان جليل القدر الرفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر الجليل البرهان فخم الاسم غزير العلم وسيل الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء يميم الإحسان سريع الحساب الشديد العقاب عليم العذاب عزيز السلطان. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح صدر ورفع الذكر. وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء. أما بعد، فيا أيها الناس، فإن التوكل على اختلاف مراتبه منزل من منازل الدين، وكذلك أصلح من التوحيد واليقين. فقد قال الله تعالى: إن الذين تعبدون من دون الله لا يملكون لكم رزقا فابتغوا عند الله رزقا واعبدوه واشكروا له إليه ترجعون. وقال تعالى: وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا سألت فاسأل الله، وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. وعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك، ولو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف، وفي كل خير. احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز، وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كان كذا وكذا، ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل. فإن لو تفتحوا عمل الشيطان. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم، هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض، لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون. وقال تعالى: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون، أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، واستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصيهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصلي على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشهد في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأخضاهم علي. وفاتمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدة الشباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله، رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولدي مغفرة وظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوا مغرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان نزل الله في الأرض من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب مجيب الدعوات يا قاضي الحاجات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش والفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بإسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما حييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك، اللهم اغفر أمة حبيبك، اللهم اهدي أمة حبيبك، اللهم انصر أمة حبيبك، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واخزل من خزل عن دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أولى وأجل وأتم أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة، أقيموا الصف الأول في الأول، حازوا بين المناكب والأقدام، سدوا الخلل، ولينوا واطمئنوا، استعوا واعتدلوا يرحمكم الله. صوبوا صفوفكم من التصفية صفوف من قامة الصلاة. Please fill in the gaps in the front rows first. Do not leave any adjacent gaps, making the line straight. And all of this is all in the accomplishment of the Salat. When we are ready at the back, we will begin.